Everett, Washington is a longtime manufacturing town, best known as home to the Boeing Aircraft Factory, a place where you could graduate from high school and get a good job without going to college. Well, now that promise of a secure future may be shifting. YR Media's Surya Hendry grew up in Everett and has been thinking about what the future looks like for her and her peers, and she has this report.
It was late August 2016. I was waiting for my junior year of high school to start, and then Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump came to my city, Everett.
In this new future, millions of workers on the sidelines will be returned to the workforce. They've been taken out of the... They are going to return, and they're going to return quickly.
I get why a politician would want to tell our story. Everett's a company town, a poster child for manufacturing, where you could graduate high school, get a job at Boeing, and buy a house. But now that middle-class life thing that people point to feels like it's slipping away. For me and my peers, the story of Everett is also our story, and our fortunes are tied to the cities. Recently, I went downtown to meet up with my friend Kelsey Fassett.
Hey!
Hello!
We went to elementary and middle school together. The neighborhood where Kelsey grew up is full of families with parents who worked for Boeing. The neat two-story houses probably look to an outsider like the typical American dream.
That was the blueprint for a lot of people our parents' age.
People are proud of this heritage of blue-collar success that Trump jumped on. But Kelsey is quick to point out that she's on a different path. She goes to a state college and does a computer science major. She's excited to work a tech job in the future.
I am not like most people. The idea of sitting and crunching numbers all day sounds like a dream to me. That sounds awesome. I just love sitting and doing calculations and busy work. I love it.
We talked about how even 10 years ago, that decision to work in computer science would have been really rare. But now many kids in the area are leaving to take on Seattle jobs. Manufacturing doesn't pay the bills the way it used to, and it's not as stable anymore. I've lived here all my life. When my parents were searching for a place to raise a family, they chose Everett, partially because it was affordable and safe for kids.
We were looking for a home that would have a backyard and would be spacious, and plus in a good school district.
That's my mom, Shobna Hendry.
We know many families that have stayed here for generations, but that wasn't something that we were expecting, that you and your sister would be here.
Now, my mom wants me to explore the world. As a first-generation American, she had big dreams for our family. Other parents want their kids to follow in their footsteps. Work for Boeing, stay in Everett, build a family here.
I am what's called an assembler installer, so I work on the 767 planes.
That's Charlie Ost. He graduated high school in 2017 and has worked at Boeing for almost 2 years. His stepfather did maintenance as a subcontractor for Boeing.
I don't feel like I belong in this industry necessarily. It's mostly an opportunity thing because, you know, the job pays well, and Boeing obviously is a very large corporation, is going to offer a healthy benefits package, right? It's a good decision objectively for a lot of people in the area.
Charlie says people who were hired right after him are getting laid off, and he worries about getting laid off too. In the spring, Boeing announced a planned 10% reduction in its workforce. More cuts are expected, and headlines about the 787 Dreamliner production leaving Everett have everyone talking. Recently, I asked my mom a really big question.
What do you think would happen in this area if Boeing left Everett?
I think that Everett would see a larger depression of economy than they're already seeing, partly due to the pandemic.
We're both invested in what happens to Boeing, even though my parents don't work there and I went to college more than 800 miles away. We like our neighborhood, which is filled with young families who might not be able to keep their houses during a recession.
Yeah, because we are, at the end of the day, we're interconnected.
Yeah.
I decided to talk to my local representative, Democrat Jared Mead, about the future of Everett as a company town. He's young, 29 years old, and he represents the experiences of my generation.
I lived with my mom till I was in my early 20s and until I graduated college. Most people have not had to deal with what our generation is now dealing with the cost of living, the four-year degree price, the student loan debt interest, all of that.
Mead said now most people here in their early 20s can't buy a house. He couldn't afford to buy a house in the area where he grew up. His father-in-law was a Boeing lifer who got a taste of the classic middle-class lifestyle.
He's now in his early 50s. So he's been there 35, 36 years or something like that. And he lives in the house that he bought with his first 2 years of Boeing paychecks.
To me, this sounds almost imaginary, Many of my friends are leaving because they can make more money elsewhere. Or they feel like Charlie Oss does, that manufacturing might not offer the kind of career they want long term. Young people like me have big decisions to make about whether to stay in our town or leave. And COVID and the economic recession aren't making things any clearer. I just hope that my peers have the choice to stay here in Everett and build a successful future. For Here and Now, I'm Surya Hendry.
And Surya's story is part of a collaboration between YR Media and WNYC's Radio Rookies called 18 to 29 Now Young America Speaks Up. Very cool.